Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tim Corcoran. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Remy moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp bunts towards the mound. Bergmeier juggles the ball. That's an error on Bergmeier. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a line drive into center field. Lynn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lynn. Corcoran moves to second. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Trammell goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker bunts towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Remy moves to third. Jack Morris now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Remy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Tigers. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May bunts in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Kemp moves to second. One out. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Corcoran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kemp scores. It's 6-4, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez pinch hits for Phil Mankowski. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to third. Burleson moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. Burleson scores. Remy moves to third. It's Red Sox, 6, Tigers, 6. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Corcoran chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Whitaker. Whitaker fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Whitaker. Remy scores. Rice goes all the way around to score. Yastrzemski moves to third. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Lynn moves to second. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thompson strikes out. 1 out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kemp strikes out. 2 outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from May and he is safe. Remy steals second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Corcoran bunts in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hobson moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Hobson moves to third. Scott moves to second. Dave Tobik now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burleson strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Corcoran hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hobson is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to second. Dick Drago now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. LaFleur is called out on strikes. 1 out. Andy Hosler now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Rodriguez moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it, tags Staub out, and throws to home to double up Rodriguez, who tagged and tried to score. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.